It's time to talk health matters with Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston, and it is in fact the 100th time that I've spoken to Colin.
It is, Martin. Big celebration, I'm afraid. It's the 100th episode of Health Matters, so...
And that as well.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. Quite an occasion, I guess, in some respects.
Yeah, so we've covered quite a few topics over that period, and I'm glad you kept notes and records, actually, in fact. The first one we did was in May 2014, just before World No Tobacco Day, and we've spoken about that a couple of times, haven't we? And some of the statistics are quite scary.
Well, they are, and I guess the whole hazards of smoking and its consequences are known to most people, and yet we still have the situation where about 16% of Australians are still smokers. Without wanting to trivialise it, obviously smoking is a serious problem, but it can be difficult to get people to give up once they start. It leads to a lot of health problems, in particular lung cancer, I guess. And I guess one of the statistics that stood out for me back then was that 90% of people who are diagnosed with lung cancer attribute that to being a smoker. So it's a very preventable type of cancer, and I think we should be still focusing efforts on doing that if we can. And another statistic from that stuck out for me then was that 10% of the deaths of smoke-related illnesses are actually from passive smokers, so people don't actually choose to smoke, and yet they still die from smoking-related illnesses. So I guess that's a reason enough for people to give up, even if they're not doing it for themselves, to prevent the loved ones around them from getting sick from the passive smoke that they're inhaling. So it's a big problem, but it's one that we will continue to tackle, hopefully.
Yes, and I think your slogan in that regard has been, don't give up on giving up.
Well, that's right. I guess that's the message that people need to remember, that each time you try to give up, you get closer to giving up for good. So even if you fail or you don't succeed the first time, you're one step closer to the next time that you may well succeed.
I think the TV ad with that bloke and when his wife screws him up when he got crabby and all that sort of stuff, I think that's really gets the message through on that regard.
Yeah. It does get easier each time you try and give up. So, it's an ongoing process. I think that's worthwhile. So, that was an important topic for us, I think.
And it's one we do every year at that sort of time. But what would have been the most common that we've spoken about? I'd imagine coughs and colds and sort of stuff that normally pharmacists have to deal with.
Yeah, well, they're the things that I guess we get asked about the most is coughs and colds. I guess they can be seasonal, but they can also occur at any time of the year. So we get people in through the whole year asking about coughs and colds, things they're usually caused by a virus, so antibiotics aren't necessarily that effective. So treating the symptoms as they occur and staying well hydrated are probably the things that you need to do. There's a couple of precautions, though, because some people are on other medication, and cough and cold preparations, whilst they work to help the symptoms, can sometimes cause problems with other medications. So that's something to be careful of. I guess pain relief is another thing that we get asked about an awful lot.
And yes,
something we've talked about on
Health
Matters. I think we spent a couple of weeks actually doing that a few months ago. And I guess it's the people want to know which is the best type of pain relief for the pain that they have. And pharmacists are usually in a good position to be able to discuss that and decide and recommend a particular pain relief. We've also talked about in Health Matters about the restrictions on codeine medication and the reasons for that, because whilst codeine is a really powerful and quite effective pain-relieving medication, it can be quite addictive and have some side effects if it's used long-term and not used cautiously. So that was another thing that we talked about, and how the restrictions are now in place for codeine to actually help people to both decide on the best medication for their particular pain, but also to stop them from having ongoing problems if they do find that they need to take codeine on an ongoing basis.
We've talked about a lot of things and diseases and things like that, but is there one sort of topic that jumps out at you as something that was fairly significant or fairly serious that we spoke about?
Back in 2014 in September, people probably remember the outbreak of Ebola virus in West Africa, and that's what I guess struck me, partly because, as you know, our Full Life Foundation sponsors children in Africa, and so it was sort of close. I've been to Ethiopia, and that sort of outbreak in that area was really quite scary. And the fact that, I guess the other thing was the fact that it could have actually spread across the whole world very easily if the infection control people hadn't actually got it under control. It's under control now, which is good, but it just highlights the need for us to be ready to act quickly if those sorts of emergencies, infection emergencies, actually come about. Because if we don't stop them at their source, and they get, you know, around the world, which in today's global community can happen really quickly, it could be devastating for our entire population.
Yeah, it's gone fairly quiet, hasn't it, Ebola, which is probably a good thing.
Well, yeah, I think they eventually were able to isolate the cases and actually quarantine the people that need to be quarantined. And yeah, I was checking the World Health Organization website before we came on air, and the situation is under control, but it's still being watched very closely to make sure that it doesn't outbreak again.
Yeah, it'd be pretty easy for it to be pretty easy to outbreak again too, wouldn't it?
That's correct. Yeah.
We spoke about chronic illnesses and things like that as well, and one of the things that often comes up, the theme when we talk about chronic illnesses, is lifestyle changes. I mean, sometimes they won't fix chronic illnesses, but they will help you to live with them a little bit better.
Yeah, I guess there were some recurring themes, wasn't there? We seem to be every week saying, well, if you have diabetes or if you have Parkinson's disease, or all of the different chronic illnesses that we talked about, there seem to be things that would actually help that were sort of common across a lot of those things. Keeping a healthy weight is one thing that sort of stuck out. If you keeping your body mass index below about 24 and measuring your waist circumference and realize making sure that was in the right region, then those sorts of things will actually help to you to cope with whatever other illness you had. Daily exercise is another one that came up, that it will always improve your health if you can exercise on a regular basis. And that can vary from people like I know you exercise a lot, down to people who actually have illnesses or ailments. You can still exercise, and that will actually help to improve the illnesses in most cases that you have. Knowing your blood pressure was another one that we talked about on one particular occasion, but it came up as a recurring theme that having your blood pressure under control and knowing what it is really important for being able to maintain good health. Smoking, as we mentioned a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we always mention that.
Yeah, it's usually can be a precursor to many, many different illnesses. And watching your diet, keeping your diet to fresh food and balanced is important. And if you're not sure, if you're not being able to control your weight and your diet doesn't seem to be right, keeping a diary of what you actually eat will quite often surprise you as to how many things that you eat that you perhaps forget.
Yeah, that diary idea has come up in a few topics too, hasn't it? We had a pain diary,
yeah,
and a few other things.
The pain diary, the headache diary was,
yep,
another one. Those sorts of things, because your perception of things as they happen doesn't necessarily relate to what actually happens when you're trying to remember later on when you go and see your doctor to speak about a problem that you might be having. If you've got a documented diary of the things that have actually occurred, it is much easier to assess that rather than just trying to rely on the memory of what you actually experienced before. And I guess the last one in the lifestyle things was hydration, which is something that's so simple, but most people don't really pay enough attention to. Staying well hydrated in just about all situations will actually improve your body's ability to cope and recover. So keeping well hydrated.
Long as it's with water and not alcohol, because alcohol intake also can affect your lifestyle.
Well, yes, and I'm pretty sure that came up a few times as well.
Indeed. Yeah, have you got a favourite out of all the 100 or so we've done, or 99 we've done so far, I should say?
Well, I guess actually something that I guess I feel is very simple and something that everyone should be able to do is first aid. And we talked earlier in the year after I did my first aid course.
Got you inspired, didn't it?
It did. I think that it just came and it just hit me like a brick when I was sitting there, that this is so simple yet it can make such a difference to someone's life. And it could be your life, it could be a friend's life, a loved one's life, your mother, your daughter, your wife, whoever. So it's so easy to do, and just to know the principles of CPR, the doctor's ABCD anagram for the response that you should have in an emergency situation. If you don't know that stuff, it's really easy to learn. Anyone can learn it, and I encourage everyone to do a first aid course, because you never know when you'll need those sorts of skills.
Yeah, at the very least, do a resuscitation course. And I mean, everywhere there's defibrillators these days, which are so simple to use, you can't get it wrong.
That's right. The defibrillator actually literally tells you what to do. If you don't have those skills or you haven't had that training, then you can be faced with a situation that is, you could make a difference in. If you haven't got the training, then you'll be sorry that you haven't done it now. So I encourage everyone to prepare for that. Ahead of time.
You've done very well, Colin, to remember all of those 99 episodes. Is there anything coming up in the next few weeks that will be of interest?
Well, a couple of weeks ago we talked about insomnia, and sort of a side topic, we got to talk about snoring. Yeah. So I think we might talk a little bit more about that in a week or two's time. And as summer approaches as well, we usually do a bit of a coverage on sunscreen, so I'll go back over that again and maybe some other things that will help get through the summer ahead, you know, being outdoors in the holiday season.
Yep, in the weather forecast now, you'll see the UV index every day. That happens during daylight savings as well, so that's always a good guide.
Yeah, and it's time to, you know, start getting the sunscreen on as a habitual thing when you leave a house each morning, because, you know, you can be exposed to sun and it can burn you quite quickly and quite easily. So we'll talk about that a bit more in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I should say at this stage, congratulations on 100 episodes. You've put up with me for 100 and vice versa, I think. But I think we're doing a valuable service here, and I know people are getting benefit out of it. And people want to ask you a question I've mentioned a number of times on our website at 7ad.com.au or 7bu.com.au. Click on shows, scroll down to Across the Coast with Martin Agate, and open up my page, and there's a performer there when you click on Health Matters that you can fill in for Colin. If you'd rather contact Colin directly, though, you can also do it through your email, Colin, which is?
That's right, yeah. It's just ulverston@fulllife.com.au. So pretty simple to remember, and we look forward to dealing with any questions that people might have, or alternatively, just call me at the pharmacy. Our number 6425 2286. We're happy to help anyone at any time.
Yep, and you know, if it's a sensitive issue, we don't use anyone's names. It's all confidential, and it'll be treated in the right way, of course. We're both professionals,
Yes, indeed. I think discretion is important in the health industry, and I think we can deal with most things without embarrassing anyone, for sure.
Yep, sure. Okay, Colin, well, thanks for your time on that very much today, and I'll catch up with you next week for episode number 101.
Sounds good, Martin. Speak to you then.